Well, good evening, listeners. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a lovely Wednesday evening, and our delayed broadcast on Saturday on Plains FM in Christchurch, Capri Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday night. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Lee is my name, and I'm with you here each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So I hope wherever you're listening tonight that you can sit back and enjoy the latest music that we have on the show for you. We'll have the latest news from Ireland and the other bits and pieces that's happening here. We'll start off tonight with the Saw Doctors and To Win Just Once.
To win just once would be enough for those who've lost in life for love, for those who've lost their guile and nerve, their innocence and their joy.
Yes, the lads from Toome, going nearly 30 years now. That's what do you call it, the Saw Doctors, and To Win Just Once. And that's all Ireland, Republic of Ireland, needed the other night. They just needed the win against Denmark in their last game of Euro qualification, automatic qualification for Euro 20. And they obviously needed a win. Denmark needed a draw. Denmark took a lead early in the second half, and Ireland fought back, and the game ended 1-1. So Denmark automatically qualify for Euros 2020 next year. So Ireland now going to a playoff They'll have to play a series of games in March next year, but everybody thought that certainly it was one of the best games that the team had played, I suppose. Points they lost Georgia, they only drew with them instead of beating them. Them 2 points were crucial. So hopefully they'll get through next year. If you just tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, a few months ago, probably 6 months ago, I brought you the news about the TD. And from Dunleary, Maria Bailey, who obviously before she became a TD, she was a counsellor. She fell off a swing in a hotel while out partying with a few friends one night. And somebody suggested that she should put a claim in for personal injury, even though she wasn't too badly hurt. She was able to run in a 10K race a few days later, maybe 3 weeks later. But anyway, she put the claim in and it was all kept very quiet. Obviously, then she was elected a TD. And just before the local and European elections in May this year, news broke that she had this, obviously, insurance claim going through for 60,000. Around the time, the government were still trying to help small businesses who were going out of business because of the exorbitant costs of insurance, partly as a result of people taking claims against them if they had accidents near or on their premises. And, of course, Maria's story came into the news media on the weekend of the elections. It certainly took away from voters that Fine Gael were going to get. And I think it might have been Bank Holiday weekend, but anyway, on the Monday, she gave an interview with Sean O'Rourke, which basically dug a bigger hole trying to explain what happened. And she said the full story wasn't out there. Of course, politicians of all creed and colour, they have long memories, so they felt that maybe we might get rid of Maria, and but she was selected to be one of three candidates for Fine Gael in the Dunleary Rathdown election selection. And but on Bank Halloween night, October 31st, special committee got together and they deselected her. And this had to be approved or endorsed. The Taoiseach could have, you know, gone against their decision and, you know, made sure she stood. But he decided to back the local committee there, and they selected the wife of former Lions and Irish international Hugo McNeill, Jennifer Carroll, with the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and she also won a spot on the local council there recently. So whether or not Maria will come out and basically tell the real story about what happened, she said the full story wasn't out there, we don't know, but certainly a tough time for her, because her dad, who was a former Dublin GA official and referee, he died during the year, in July, I think, from a very sudden and severe attack of motor neuron disease. So, but politics, dirty old business, and you know, you might think that you are in good shape and everything, and you get stabbed in the back by your party. I'm sure there's a few other politicians that might have had claims put in that are quietly withdrawing them at the moment as a result of what happened to Maria. But more news and more music and more chat later on in the programme tonight. But up next, Dolores Keane.
Girls gone, gone to husbands. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldier, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Yes, lovely song there, Dolores Cain, and Where Have All the Flowers Gone? We've gone nowhere. Hope you've gone nowhere. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I mentioned before that last piece of music, I was talking about the deselection of Maria Bailey, was hoping to be the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael candidate in the next general election, which could happen any time soon, but probably not till about March or April, I would say, next year. But the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is under fire because there's four by-elections taking place in Ireland in a few weeks' time to replace TDs that have gone on to become members of the European Parliament. And I see where the Fianna Fáil candidate in Fingal constituency, she got into trouble over tweets that she made in 2011 referring to travellers and referring to small people. But Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil have endorsed her to be the candidate, even though she certainly was in a bit of hot water last week. Well, in more hot water is the Fine Gael candidate for Wexford by-election, Verona Murphy. She's come out and made some pretty stark comments about asylum seekers and migrants. And she sparked outrage and was accused of playing the race card when she suggested that asylum seeker children as young as 4 years old need to be deprogrammed, as they may have been manipulated by Islamic State, also known as ISIS. So Taoiseach has come under a bit of fire, wondering why he's backing her, and deselected Maria Bailey last week, but he said she speaks her mind. He thinks she's a good candidate, but he said on this particular issue she was out of line. And of course it's become a big issue in Ireland, because we've had demonstrations in Oughterard and Ballinamore in Tipperary and some other centres around where asylum seekers coming into the country. Ireland has agreed to take, I think about 1,500 asylum seekers a year as part of the UN Geneva Convention. And they are trying to put them into direct provision centres, which obviously people in those areas, as well as Achill Island, are not happy. Most people seem to be a small number, but not to take, you know, numbers 80, 90 or 100. I know this happened in Ballyhadreen a few years ago and that worked well, and they're mixing into the community well down there, but not so in other centres. And the government came out a few days ago and said they may have to start building their own new facilities on government-owned land if they cannot take over derelict buildings and hotels and do them up as they've been trying to do. But certainly not a good sign to see this happening. We give you all the latest from the sports side of things in Ireland. Big weekend coming up for the girls from my village, Kilcairn Clonbeare, who take on Mourne Abbey from North Cork in the All-Ireland Club football, ladies football final this Saturday evening in Limerick, the Gaelic grounds in Limerick. And there was quite a number of provincial club matches played at the weekend. We'll give you all the scores on those matches as well. It's coming down near the end of the season when we'll aim to have the finals in both club hurling and football will take place in January rather than traditionally the 17th of March next year. But more on that and plenty of other stuff over the next 50 minutes here on the programme. Up next, Luca Bloom and Dreams in America. Take it away, Luca.
Jesus soothe our souls. To listen to the lover's fantasy through the eyes of love, I see his face. Then the words of love, I call your name. Through the eyes of love, I see your face. And in these dreams, I feel no
Bloom, their younger brother of Christy Moore, and his song called Dreams in America. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Just looking at some of the headlines from the Irish Times today. DNA records needed to identify body found in burnt out car. Garda believe the body found in a burnt out car in Lucan could be that of a missing criminal. Murder suspected to be linked to dispute in the drugs trade. A lot of sports grants given out last week, and each TD in their own constituency were highlighting the money that they got, but obviously a man down in Waterford not too happy. But Halligan accuses Ross or in Waterford over sports grant for Waterford. A row has erupted in the Independent Alliance over Shane Ross's allocation of sports capital grants, with one member of the group accusing the Minister of Sport for giving F all to his constituency. There you go. And not sure how that alliance will go. Man settles action for 9.75 million over injuries when hit by a van. A young Donegal man who sustained life-altering injuries after being hit by a van as he crossed the road in Dublin city centre has settled his High Court action for 9.7 million. Joshua Sweeney, now aged 22, he is non-verbal, has to use a wheelchair and state-of-the-art eye gaze technology to help him speak, and needs 24-hour care. His accident happened when he was a secondary school student and a plumber's assistant was crossing the road near Bus Oris, Dublin City Centre, on the 18th of March 2017. And gaming and computers, he'd earlier attended a gaming conference, was planning to get the bus home from to Donegal, suffered a skull fracture, a brain injury and other injuries, later had to have surgery. So this is, you know, I'm not saying this is anything to do with what Maria Bailey did, totally different, but you can see how in Ireland insurance companies or insurance premiums are so expensive. So this is 9.75 million of a payout in New Zealand. If anything like that happened, obviously you're all covered by ACC and you'd have to retrain, and obviously anybody that has had accidents or injuries here. That's how the system works, but not in Ireland. Obviously, the first big live televised debate took place in England last night between the two political leaders, Boris Johnson of Conservative Party and Jeremy Corbyn, but nobody landed a telling blow, according to the story in the front of the Irish Times there. Right, we go on with another bit of music, and up next, we'll see what we've got. We've got True Love Knows No Season from Planks to Hear.
Billy Gray rode into Gans Reed way back in 83. There he first met with a young Sarah McLean. The wild rose of morning, the pale flower of dawning, heralded springtime in Billy's life that day. Sarah, she could not see the daylight of reality. In her young eyes, Billy bore not a flaw. No, not her chosen one, he was a gun, wanted in Kansas City by the law. Then one day a tall man came riding from the badlands that lie to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Billy Gray, a wanted man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, the news, it came creeping to Billy, fast sleeping there in the Clarendon Bar and Hotel. He ran to the old church that lies on the outskirts, thinking he'd hide in the old steeple there. But a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying, there in the dust of the road where he lay. Sarah ran to him, she was cursing the lawman. Poor girl knew no reason except that he'd been killed.
Cold as the Granger County.
Yes, well, that was Christy Moore there and Planxty. And, of course, before that, we had Luca Bloom. And just coming up to half the programme gone, Ireland Calling. I hope you're enjoying the programme and the music and news. And as we head into the countdown now, coming to just another 10 days left in. Then, obviously, the mad rush while it's on. I haven't been into a shopping centre or anything, but certainly plenty of stuff happening out there leading up to Christmas, encouraging people to get us to spend money. Now, the number of smokers in Ireland is down 165,000 in 5 years. The latest survey showed some 17% of the population smoke, compared with 23% in 2015. So one in four smokers say that the plain cigarette packaging with health warnings introduced in 2018 has been a good motivation to quit. Smoking rates were highest among those aged between 25 and 34. Some 26% of this age group are smokers, but it has declined. But that's smoking, that's good news. But worrying factors here, soaring numbers with severe drinking problems seeking help. And this is the latest report, treatment more difficult for alcohol dependent, big rise in drinkers using cocaine, especially men. So 7,500 the total number of cases treated for problem alcohol use during this survey, and 35% of those were females, 65% males, 43% of new cases, and 50% were people who'd been treated before. It says here people that were alcohol dependent, 71% of all cases were 71% alcohol dependent, new cases 66%, and of previously treated people 77%. And sadly, these figures get worse. 51% of people previously treated are unemployed, 10% are homeless, and the medium age of when people started drinking was 15, and the median treatment age is 41. So young and old, certainly not good news there, especially as we lead up and into Christmas. Righto, we'll take another piece of music, and then we'll come back and have a look at the sports sections of the pages. We'll be right back. Yes, the wonderful sound there of Jé Donnan and a couple of reels. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Hard to believe, 40 minutes almost gone. Looking at the sports pages of the Independent on, obviously the club matches have been running in the county and now in the provinces over the last few months. And obviously aiming for the All-Ireland Club Hurling Final, which used to take place on St. Patrick's Day. That being brought forward to January this year. But the big game coming up this weekend for the senior All-Ireland Club Ladies Football Final. This is taking place in Limerick on Saturday evening between Kilcairn Clonbearn, my village, in East Galway, taking on Mourne Abbey from North Cork. And from memory, Mourne Abbey certainly have won this title in the past, but this will be a huge, huge game for the team from Kilcairn Clonbearn, two parishes. And a fantastic night last Friday night at the naming of the ladies all-stars with the twins from Kilcairn Clonbearn and the Ward sisters, Nicola and Sarah. They go on to play in a ladies all-star team which will tour in America next year. So I'm sure they've the gowns would have been cast away very quickly on Saturday morning as they were rushing back to Galway to get ready and train. They'll probably be finishing their training today or tomorrow. But the men have a few weeks to go yet. So up in down in Munster, Nemo Rangers, they hammered Austin Stacks. Now, Austin Stacks actually were the Kerry representatives, even though East Kerry won the club championship in Kerry. Not sure how this works, but certainly Austin Stacks, second best against Nemo Rangers, 217 to 5 points. Late Blitz from Kennedy Trio in West Clare sets up a repeat of the 2015 final. That's a senior football championship. So St. Clonmel Commercials, 9 points. St. Joseph's Milltown Malbay 7, so that will mean that the Clonmel Commercials will be taking on Nemo Rangers in the final. Now in the Ulster Club Senior Football Championship semi-final, Niamh Connell 12 points, Clontibret 9, so Niamh Connell from Donegal, who've had to come through quite a few, I think two replays there and even extra, and they'll be taking on Kilcoo. And I listened to this game. I got a connection with Derry Gonnelly, but Kilcoo won 8, Derry Gonnelly 9 points. Derry Gonnelly had about 6 wides in the second half that cost them dearly. So Brannigan's vital strike edges Kilcoo from County Down back into the Ulster decider. But Derry Gonnelly will miss rue the missed chances. We'll move over to Leinster Senior Hurling Championship semi-final. St. Mullins from Carlow, they beat the Rat Downey Errol from Laois. And they'll have a tough challenge against Ballyhale Shamrocks from Kilkenny in the Leinster final. But there they are. Their boys are celebrating after getting into the final with a win over Rat Downey Errol. And Shefflin attempts to keep a lid on momentum, but Reid Masterclass sets Shamrocks up as hot favourites. Ballyhale Shamrocks 5-19, St. Martin's 1-16. So obviously, you know, just the current All-Ireland club champions, Ballyhale, still, you know, the team to beat. And what other matches? There's a lot of Munster or Heineken Cup matches on at the weekend. Leinster had a good win over Benetton. And Connacht, who had, I think, 18 players of the Connacht squad are currently injured. 3 had to pull out on Sunday morning, but they managed to come through with a wonderful win against Montpellier, 23 points to 20. They travel this weekend to Toulouse, but they will be delighted with the news that Kieran Campion has decided to re-sign with the club. There was talks that he was probably going to join Saracens. Disappointed that he didn't make it to the World Cup, but certainly he's looks like he's going to finish out his career or play for quite a few more years. I think a 3-year deal signed overnight for the halfback. And Ulster, they had a last minute win when Jacob Stockdale intercepted or made a superb tackle to deny Bath a match. They won 17-16. And Munster, they had a good win against Ospreys over in Wales. I'm just trying to look here and see what the score was in their match. But certainly I'm not going to hear Munster Racing beat. They won their game and Munster beat Ospreys. Just can't see where the scores is there in that game, because that game was played, I think, one of the first games over the weekend. Ospreys 13, Munster 32. So the rugby season is back. Many of the players that played in the World Cup delighted to get out and to play again. And of course, as I mentioned earlier on, Ireland had a great chance. If they beat Denmark on Monday night at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin, they were off to the Euro automatic qualification next year. But sadly, they only managed to draw the game after being down 1-0, and they managed to level the game, but weren't able to get that elusive win. So they're now going to a playoff, as do Northern Ireland, to see who will qualify for the last few remaining spots next year.
She arrived in all her splendour each night at 9 o'clock. Her chariot is a crosstown bus that stops right down the block. Now the old piano minstrel plays a tune as she walks in, and the queen of the silver dollars is home again. She's the queen of the silver dollar. She rules a smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and the barstool is her throne. Jesters flock around her, try to win her favors, to see which one will take the queen of a silver dollar home. Now the royal dress is satin, it's shabby and it's torn. The royal jewels are rhinestones, the shoes are scuffed and worn. Of the many roads she's been down, all the places she had, will they all look at her and say, God save the Queen? She's the Queen of the Silver Dollar. She rules a smoky kingdom. Her scepter is a wine glass, and a bar stool is her throne. Now the jesters flock around her, trying to win her favors, to see which one will take the Queen of the Silver Dollar. Now the queen of the silver dollar is not as haughty as she seems. She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But there's a man who found her and brought her to this world. Yes, he's the one who made a queen of a simple country girl. Yes, I'm the queen of the silver dollar. I rule a smoky kingdom. My scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool is my throne. Now the jesters flock around me, trying to win my favors, to see which one will take the queen of the silver dollar home. I'm the queen of the silver dollar. I rule a smoky kingdom. My scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool. One will take the queen of the silver dollar home. Yes, I'm the queen of the silver dollar. I rule the smoky kingdom. My scepter is a wine glass, and the bar stool is my throne. Now the
Yes, Philomena Bagley there, and singing all about the Queen of the Silver Dollar. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about 11 minutes left before the end of the show, which is brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Looking at the farming section of the Irish Independent on Tuesday, one headline yesterday says, "Pressure on farmers over environment hits new heights." There's a nice picture here. Running the rule, Judge Kevin Traynor casts his eye over Sportsfield Nemo, owned by Seamus Byrne of Tomeryland, Roundwood, County Wicklow, at the Irish Limousine Society show and sale at Tullow Mart. And looking at this fine specimen of an animal, looks like a bull, brings me back to a story that was on RTE yesterday morning, where a farmer from County Clare relayed his story, how lucky he was to survive being killed by a bull in his field not so long ago. And he just said this is a bull that was 3 years old, had done good service, and certainly was a quite tame animal. But for whatever reason, nobody knows, he turned on him literally like a flash and pinned him to the ground and caused multiple injuries, and probably would have killed him only for the fact that the bull looked away for a second and he was able to roll over and dive under an electric fence that the bull refused to go through. Obviously, he knew he'd get a big shock. But the farmer, you know, talked about, you know, how much care is needed on a farm, whether it's in Clare, Galway or any part of New Zealand. You just cannot trust animals, and especially bulls. And looking back, he said part of the reason was that maybe that bull should have been running with a herd of cows rather than young heifers. It was a time of the year when the bull wasn't doing a lot of mating. And but in hindsight, he did see one or two signs in previous weeks and months that maybe something wasn't right, and he probably should have got rid of the bull. But he's delighted to be able to live to tell his story. Now, there's nice pictures of the farmers of the year. The Zurich Farm Insurance prizes were won the other night, and the young farmer of the year is David Russell. David won the Dairy Farmer of the Year title and was also awarded the overall Grand Prix. The judges said the winning farm was outstanding. Now, David farms with his parents at Corbally, Thurles, County Tipperary. He returned from New Zealand in 2015, and he drew up a 5-year plan to expand from 100 cows to 300. So 4 years on, the farm now has 240. The judges said David won out of an extremely strong field and puts environmental issues and quality of life to the fore in his dairy operation while running the very best in class farm, in a class farm. It's an absolutely beautiful farm. At 24, David has a super understanding of grassland management, they said. The judges said the level of animal welfare status on his farm was excellent, and calf mortality was very low. Breeding focus was exactly as it should be, and the farm has undertaken a superb transformation, according to the judges, who added that the quality of life was also a key focus in the operation. Fine young man he is here, and obviously enjoyed his time and learned a lot when he was here in New Zealand. And the Tillage Farmer of the Year is Julian Hughes, and he farms in his Kells in County Kilkenny with his wife Valerie. And the Beef Farmer of the Year is Dara Walton. Dara runs a suckler beef herd in Kappa in County Kilkenny. And the Rising Star is Tom and Norma Dineen. And the Dineen's farm in Ballynoe in County Cork, and landed this award because of their meticulous planning, which looks set to ensure that this innovative is a success. And Sheep Farmer of the Year is John Earle. John has a 300 ewe flock outside Gorey in County Wexford, and his attention to detail, from the cleanliness of his farmyard to his grassland management, was the thing that stood out for him. An excellent in farm safety. Fikra Liston from Croom in County Limerick won this award, as the judges said from the moment they arrived to the farm, they were aware of the farm had high safety. Safety was high on the agenda. While the children very much part of the farm, they also have their own secure area, which is clearly highlighted via signs, and are other areas of the and on other areas of the farm, clearly displaying the importance of farm safety. So well done to all of the winners in that obviously Farmer of the Year competition. So the IFA candidates, there's three candidates getting ready for the to be elected president of the IFA. They're going around the country doing their presentations. Focus on beef. Are the Brits losing their love of beef? Sales of beef in the UK plummeted last summer as consumers turn to fish and plant-based protein. The weather and Brexit were factors, but as farm gate prices collapse with knock-on effects for Irish farmers, the big question is, will our neighbours regain their appetite for steak and burgers again? And focus here on vets studying abroad. Second chance, aspiring vets flocking overseas to live the dream. I know there's a number of Irish vets here in New Zealand, but I see here a number of vets that are training in other parts of Europe. One girl studied in Budapest, another man in Warsaw, somebody in Lithuania, and I know that some vets also study in Hungary. I find a nice picture here, a pig on a farm in China. This is lifestyle farmer, the hottest new hobby for modern day wolves of Wall Street. Right, let's move on with a bit of music here, of a medley here of Patsy Fagan. Let them take.
I'm working here in Glasgow. I've got a decent job. I'm carrying bricks and mortar, and me pay is 15 bob. I get up in the morning and I rise up with the lark. And when I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls remark, "Hello, Patsy Fagan," you'll hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, and there's no one can deny. You're a hare of scare and devil me care and decent Irish boy. Now if there's one among you that would like to marry me, I'll take her to my little home, my cottage by the lea. I'll dress her up in satins and I'll please her all I can. And I'll let her people see that I'm a decent Irish man. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you'll hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland and there's no one can deny. You're a hare and scare and devil may care and decent Irish boy. Way down in the County Kerry, in a place they call Tralee, a fine old couple, they live there, named Kit and Pat McGee. Well, today's their golden wedding, and they want the world to know just how they looked when they were wed 50 years ago. So put on your owlknee breeches and your coat of emerald green. Take off your hat, me darling Pat, put on your old cobbie. For today's your golden wedding, and you want the world to know just how you looked when you were wed 50 years ago. In the days when I was courting, I was never tired of sporting in the alehouse or the playhouse or many a house beside. But I told me brother Seamus I'd go off and be quite famous, and before I'd come back again I'd roam the world wide. Ah, goodbye Mershon Durkin, I'm sick and tired of working. No more I'll take the pretties, no longer I'll be. For sure if my name is Carney, I'll be off to California. Instead of digging graves, I'll be digging lumps of gold. Come single bell and bowl, and to me pay attention. Don't ever fall in love, 'tis the devil's own invention. Now first I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell, out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me tooraloo-aloo, me tooraloo-a-laddie, me tooraloo-aloo, and me tooraloo-a-laddie. It's a great day for the Irish, it's a great day for fair.
Yes, well, that's almost it for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and hope you've enjoyed the music and obviously the news from Ireland. Weather over there at the moment is not too bad. Today will be cloudy with heavy showers or long spells of rain, highs of between 9 and 11 degrees. I suppose when you look, we're not that far away from, you know, as I said early in the year, early in the programme, Christmas. So obviously the days are getting a bit colder over there than they are obviously down here. We're heading right into our summer, and hopefully it's going to be a nice summer. All right, I'll leave you tonight with a little piece of music here, a slip jig. Thanks again to you for tuning in. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back here again with another edition of Ireland Calling next Wednesday in Auckland, Saturday in Christchurch, and Sunday in Wellington and Kapiti Coast, and any night of the week if you're listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.